And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 1st of November. The first Saturday in November is National Bison Day, a day to commemorate the ecological, cultural, and historical contributions of the American bison to the United States. In 2016, President Barack Obama signed the National Bison Legacy Act, making the North American bison the national mammal of the United States. Conservation groups, Native American tribes, and federal bison managers have joined together in recent years to continue to make progress in the restoration of this species, who once numbered in the millions and were distributed across much of the continent, but were hunted to near extinction. Jamie Rappaport Clark, former president and CEO of Defenders of Wildlife, said, "The prairie evolved with the bison, and the bison with the prairie. We've gone from the near total destruction of our national mammal to bringing bison back to the Great Plains. We are all elated that this magnificent animal can once again speak for himself and stands tall. Indian country stands tall with the buffalo." Defenders has long played a role in helping bring back buffalo to the Blackfeet Nation, the Nakota tribe of Fort Belknap, and the Assiniboine and Sioux tribes of Fort Peck, supporting the purchasing of grazing leases for additional acres for the bison to roam, purchasing wildlife-friendly bison fencing, and supporting the transfers of Yellowstone bison from the national park to tribal nations across the West. Since we welcomed back the first Yellowstone buffalo, we've seen the ecosystem revive. Grassland birds have returned. Native grasses are thriving, said Robert Magnan, director of the Fort Peck Tribe's Fish and Games Department. Federal herds such as at Yellowstone, coupled with the tribal herds, as well as herds on dedicated reserve lands, all contribute to the collective conservation goal to create a metapopulation of wild bison, returning this species to the plains, stretching from Canada to Mexico. Montana and Colorado both have herds managed as wildlife, which are once again contributing ecologically to our prairie grasslands. November 1st is also World Vegan Day, the day that kicks off World Vegan Month. The event was established in England in 1994 by Louise Wallace, then chair of the Vegan Society in the United Kingdom, to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the founding of the organization. Her aim in creating this holiday was not only to emphasize the continued existence of a vegan association, but also to draw attention to the fact that the word vegan had firmly established itself in the English language. Speaking in 2011, Wallace said, "We knew the society had been founded in November of 1944, but didn't know the exact date. So we decided to go for the 1st of November, partly because we like the idea of this date coinciding with All Saints' Day. Today, it is estimated there are somewhere around 80 million vegans in the world. Being kind to animals is one reason to celebrate World Vegan Day. Fewer animal products means fewer greenhouse gases, which means a better earth for everyone. And it's also better for the human body. It's a win-win-win." The publication of Making a Killing, The Political Economy of Animal Rights by Bob Torres was on this day in 2007, suggests to the average leftist that animals should be part of broader liberation struggles, and once they stop laughing, you'll find yourself casually dismissed. With a focus on labor, property, and the life of commodities, Making a Killing contains key insights into the broad nature of domination, power, and hierarchy. It explores the intersections between human and animal oppressions in relation to the exploitative dynamics of capitalism. Combining nuts and bolts, Marxist political economy, a pluralistic anarchist critique, as well as a searing assessment of the animal rights movement, Bob Torres challenges conventional anti-capitalist thinking and convincingly advocates for the abolition of animals in industry and on the dinner plate. And here's a portion of a speech given by Chief Sitting Bull. "Behold, my brothers, the spring has come. The earth has received the embraces of the sun, and we shall soon see the results of that love. Every seed has awakened, and so has all animal life. It is through this mysterious power that we too have our being, and we therefore yield to our neighbors, even our animal neighbors, the same right as ourselves, to inhabit this land." Words from Chief Sitting Bull. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder to walk lightly on this earth. and live vegan.